I'm standing in the shoes of greatness. They say that the late Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, they say that he spent 5 weeks preaching on a single word, the word "and" in John chapter 1. I'm not going to do that, but I've got 5 words this morning. So we're looking at Proverbs 27:19. It was written, we're told, by the wisest person ever in the universe, who was human and not God, who would be Jesus. But this is Solomon, who was granted extra wisdom by God. Wisdom kind of like by the bucket loads, really. He was possibly the wisest and richest man that has ever lived. And Solomon's net worth, if you look it up on Google, it will tell you. And it's quite clear that his net worth at the moment would have been about 1.7 trillion English pounds. So we're going to try and get to grips with the words in this verse. First thing I want you to realize, each one of these verses stand alone. They can stand alone, or the wider context is really Solomon sharing this wisdom that God has given him. And it's wisdom that stands forever, really. It's like the words of Jesus, which stood at the time, and we can bring them into today and say, wow, those are amazing words. They still stand the test of time. So Solomon's words are powerful and helpful for us. But here we have a verse that when it was written, and there's a whole pile of Hebrew poetry, Hebrew wordplay, there's depth and things we need to grasp. So in order to encourage you to get to grips with something of your Jewish heritage, let us sink in a bit. We have Jewish heritage as Christians today, okay? The Old Testament stands still in as a Jewish book of great reverence, and it's still read today in the synagogue. So I was going to say I enlisted the help of a Jewish rabbi. No, I just stole his voice off the internet, as you do. But it's powerful to hear the words being read. There's only 7 words in the Hebrew of this verse 19. So we're going to hear that now.